Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos, welcome to the Daily Show.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
This is so amazing having you here because, I mean, like, I feel like this is your world. You know, you're one of the most familiar faces. You're one of the names that is most synonymous with all things news. And now you're taking us behind the scenes in this docuseries where ABC is going to be embedding journalists.
We've got seven young journalists. They're in their 20s. They're all ambitious, passionate, smart kids. They don't have a lot of experience, but they're going to go out on the campaign trail, basically a zone defense covering the country and cover all these campaigns. We're doing it for the first time for these midterm elections because I said it in that clip. I think our democracy is at stake in these midterms. We've never seen anything like it before, and we want to make sure we get it in as real a way as we can.
It feels like these midterms are going to be different. And, you know, and people often say that. And I've seen, you know, American news try and drum up interest, but it feels like these
Here's
ones are going to be
different
particularly
this
different.
Time. This is the first time, I think, in a midterm election. We saw a little bit of in 2020, a lot of it in 2020, where the very way we debate and decide elections is under assault. I mean, you've got 40% of the country who still doesn't believe the last election is over. 40% of the country who is determined, who doesn't accept facts in a debate. And, you know, our whole system is premised on the ideas. Both sides can argue out based on a common set of facts. Whoever wins, wins, and you go on to fight another day. This is different because that has not been settled after the last election.
Let me ask you this. As somebody who's been covering the news for so long, as somebody who's been involved in campaigns, you've seen the tides shift, you've seen the attitudes change. Did you see this coming? Is it new? And if you did see it coming, what was the moment? There's got to be one moment where you noticed that something had shifted.
I can't say I ever saw this coming to this degree. I never believed. I mean, I still well up when I think of the Capitol under assault on January 6th after an election. Our whole system is premised on the idea of a peaceful transfer of power. But the change that started to happen, you make it sound like I'm very old. I guess I am. But when I first worked in campaign...
No, I just said you've been doing it for a long time.
A long time.
But yeah, you could be a news child star. I didn't say you're old, George.
When I first worked in campaigns, we used to footnote our commercials because we were so concerned about being called out for not telling the truth.
Interesting.
But what has changed over time is that as each side basically just tries to get out their own voters rather than trying to persuade others, they care less about whether they're called out by the media on telling the truth
or not.
You
know, it's interesting you say that because I've noticed on the news shows, you'll be talking to politicians. And back in the day, it felt like a politician was so afraid to contradict themselves, to be a hypocrite, to have any moment where there was a discrepancy. And now it feels like just having the platform to come on your new show and say something is more important 1,000%. Than whether or not you will,
And what they love, often you'll have someone come on and you can show, and it can be footnoted, you can go to the dictionary, you can go to 8,000 reference books and say, you're just not telling the truth. And they say, well, you're lying. And they don't care, because to the group of voters they're trying to appeal to, calling us out, whether we're right or wrong, works for them.
So do you ever get to a point where as a news organization you say, we can't
have certain people? Right now, I mean, I will not put anybody on my show who will not accept the results of the last election. Just they don't come on.
Wow.
So you have new issues coming up all the time. I had an interview with a senator a few weeks back, which I still can't believe. And remember how when Hillary Clinton had her emails that were classified, Trump said, lock her up. Republicans wanted investigation after investigation. This senator would not even say that Trump having all of those documents in his house was wrong. Four questions, four times, would not say it was wrong.
So you're in an interesting position. For a long time, America had an agreed idea of what was happening on the news, for the most part.
Supposed to, yeah.
Right. Cable news came, and then it became, you know, really partisan. You could have it this way and you could have it that way, and your facts could almost be a la carte now. You still occupy a position.
Trying to,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah, but you still occupy this position where most people think of it as, okay, this is the middle, this is, but the Overton window of middle is shifting. How do you now respond? Do you try and do you have to cater to some of these politicians?
Here's what you don't do. I mean, I think there is a risk when you're talking to certain politicians if you're willing to say what you're saying is not true. And sometimes you have to risk looking partisan by doing that. But I think we can't bow to that threat. I mean, as long as I'm confident when I am that we're arguing about facts, undisputable facts, I have no problem saying you're not telling the truth, even if that's going to cause somebody to say, oh, you know, you're just being a political hack. You have to do that. That's what we have to stand up for as journalists, right and wrong, fact, not fiction.
You are now sending these journalists as embeds. You know, they're on the ground. They're getting information on the ground from these people. What we see even in that clip, and I think the docuseries really gets into it, is people say, well, you're fake news. Do you think we are moving towards a world where the news is what you want to hear, and then what you do essentially almost falls away?
I think it's one of the greatest dangers our democracy faces right now. I think there is no question about that. You see it right there. By definition, there is going to be certain people who, no matter what the facts are, if I'm saying it, you're a liar. It's fake news. If their candidate is saying he's right, not wrong, and you're right, people just end up going to the places where they know the view that they already have is going to be reinforced, whether or not it's true.
Have you found any way to break through on the ground, on your show, in any of the journalism?
We're going to try to do it with this new show. I think what we're going to try to do is show the process of these young reporters trying to get the truth. Show them doing it in the right way, showing them doing it, we hope, with integrity. So showing the risks they take to do it. And if we have some transparency on the process, I hope that people will trust what they're hearing.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you
so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
That's a really, really fascinating docuseries. Make sure to check it out. George Stephanopoulos, everybody.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.